The African Union is holding a summit in Ethiopia to raise funds for the famine gripping the Horn of Africa. The AU has already pledged $500 million, but the United Nations says that a further $2 billion is needed to ensure emergency supplies to an estimated 12 million starving and malnourished people. Tens of thousands are believed to have died since the crisis began. Evan Liu of ICRC Somalia reports that in southern Somalia, the numbers of malnourished children and mothers have been rising rapidly.
You have two kinds of nutrition program. You have therapeutic feeding program for the severe malnourished people, because if you fell below a certain standard of body mass index, you have to be medically assisted to feed yourself. So we've been running 18 centers inside clinics in Somalia, and we just increased 10 more just to receive the malnourished children under 5 years. Now, besides this, we expanded the services to moderately malnourished people just to avoid them to fall below this the standard that will lead them to the a therapeutic program. So we expanded the program to other vulnerable people like breastfeeding women or pregnant women by providing them with porridge that will give them more energy.
This is life-saving aid. What is the situation on the ground at the moment? What does the ICRC need? What help does it need? What donations does it need to keep up this vital work for the people of Somalia?
Yeah, it is vital to continue our emergency responses. You know that for the second year in a row, the harvest has been lost in Somalia because of lack of rain. So the next rainy season is forecast for October, the earliest. So the next harvest won't happen before December or even January. So it means that till that time, the only way for the people to survive is to get food, because there's no way they can produce enough food in the country.
Now, you are on the ground in Somalia. You're dealing with this every day. Can you paint a picture of how serious the situation is for our listeners?
The situation is very, very bad. I mean, and the people really depend on the assistance that can be provided. Everything is drought. There's no rain, there's no hope for that. We just made the first intervention. We succeeded to provide food ration for 1 month for 162,000 people. But actually, depending on the figures, there's more than this. The number of people they need to get assistance. Some organizations even speak about millions.
If our listeners want to help this effort, the ICRC's effort in Somalia, how can they do so? How can they go about donating?
They can have the choice. I mean, they can go on the website of the ICRC and see how they can make a donation straight to the ICRC. But they can also refer to the National Society who will provide the donation. It's better for us, of course, to get the money, because the whole operation that we will conduct in Somalia will be conducted by the ICRC itself without intermediary. We are executing our own operation with the support of the Somali Red Crescent.
And their money will go on vital medicines, vital food, water for these hundreds of thousands of women, children and men.
Exactly. I mean, besides the food, there is also medicine to be provided, especially now that the population is still weakened. In the clinics, we make also vaccination, and we still treat basic diseases that are even more important now that the people are weakened.